Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Donald Trump has full confidence in Jeff Sessions, who done recused himself today. Thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday here on Crab Diving. Don't forget you can tweet us during the show live or tweet us anytime at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Whatever you buy, don't forget, if you're going to buy shit on the internet,
please do so.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. And whatever you buy at Amazon, we get a little taste, a little dribble.
A dribble.
And
yummy.
It doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out. Helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
Oh, yes. How quickly is Trump going to throw that motherfucker under the bus?
Good morning, ma'am. And isn't it a lovely morning? Up yours.
I got to cut that one.
Right.
Or at least beep it. Because right now I'm relying on my...
What is that for? Is that for Jeff Sessions?
No, that's for Jeff Sessions, of course.
Okay, yes.
He kind of looks like that little old woman, that pinched little racist woman.
He looks like every fucking racist you have ever thought of.
Yeah, a little...
He has no lips.
Like, there's a rodent thing going on.
He has no lips. His whole face is disappearing into his mouth.
And then he's got that, I just framed somebody for something I did smirk.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of, you know that...
There's that.
He's the little shithead in class that rats on people. Yeah, and he has that little smug smirk.
Beauregard.
I toe down, damn.
It looks like he should be wearing, like, little shorts and have a big sucker in his hand. A lollipop of which to lick.
Jeff is in Beauregard Sessions. That's probably the headline.
What fuck, man? I mean, seriously, it's the GOP. They like Russia now. I woke up today. Well,
they're okay with Russia.
And they're sucking Putin's dick. It used to not be like that.
All right. Some of them. So there are some stalwarts that are there. Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yeah.
And John McCain last night did one of those, I'm not sure if it was CNN, but it was a town hall.
Yes.
Together. I think it was CNN.
Right.
And, they're pretty vociferous about they want an investigation. They ain't big fans of Putin. Lindsey Graham is, Putin's a killer. He's a...
God, how funny is this? The GOP couldn't find a candidate worth a shit to run, and so they just stick...
That's Bannon, actually,
came out and supported him. He said something positive about Trump before the election. Do you remember that?
Something less than negative. Yeah, he was kind of on the fence for a long time.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's really horrible.
Ah, you guys are shit.
For these media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, March the 2nd, it's 3-2, March the 2nd. 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
I fucking hate when you click on something and then the fucking video comes on whether I want it to or not.
I concur with the Hollywood hick.
Oh, yes.
Here on the sevens. Over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington the Post, of course, it's a photograph of the little rat face racist we were talking about.
Oh my god.
Allegedly.
I mean, it's like, it's unfolding as you thought it might.
Worse.
I mean, ultimately, this sort of thing, we expected this sort of thing, right? Like, he would be impeached. We didn't know why. This is pretty fucking bizarre, though.
And then I saw a headline earlier, which I'm sure is meant to stir up the libs. But, I mean, when you really read the story and take a look at it, it's just, it's kind of the same thing that happens all the time. North Korea, Trump and team considering military strikes on North Korea.
God damn.
Well, but you read the story and they always consider military strikes. Okay. I mean, this is not like anything new. This is like
sensationalized, especially
with North Korea being all dickish recently and threatening to lob missiles and stuff, right, and test missiles. They always get together and say, well, what do we do if?
Right.
And so, it ain't, oh my God, we're getting ready for war with North Korea. It's, well, we're prepared if we have to go in there, but I would prefer that they know what's going on they go in there.
I wonder.
It amazes me.
Are we prepared?
They probably just asked Obama to leave copies
of
what he did. Leave what you're going to do.
I think if we think we're prepared for a war with North Korea right now, I think we're out of our minds. We're not prepared for anything.
Yeah, I hope nothing happens.
Something's going. Why wouldn't it, though? I mean, if you're another country looking at us.
So the headline at the HuffPo is a picture of Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III, our Attorney General of the United States of America.
Former
senator from Alabama.
Former
Attorney General of Alabama. Former KKK member. I mean, KKK prosecutor.
Right.
And it says, recused. In big red letters, Jeff Sessions recuses himself from the Russia investigations.
Good for you for doing the right thing, sort of.
it says the Attorney General Jefferson's, well, they say Jeff Sessions, but I have to call him Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III all the time.
Absolutely, man.
Best character name ever. He recused himself. I recused myself. today from any Justice Department investigations into Russian influence in the 2016 presidential election also.
Oh, geez.
Along with the election. As well as any inquiries into ties between Donald Trump campaign and Russian officials. I have now decided to recuse myself from any existing or future investigations of any matter relating in any way to the campaign for President of the United States.
God damn, he's such a fop dandy. What a weirdo.
But then he said, this announcement should not be interpreted as confirmation of the existence of any investigation or suggestive of the scope of any such investigation. So I'm just saying I'm going to recuse myself, but I ain't saying there's anything to recuse myself from.
That is so fucked up. That is so fucked up.
But
God, listen to these
fucking the
crooks.
Acting Deputy Attorney General Dana Buente will handle the campaign-related investigations.
Buente. But that's
maybe that's a person's a carryover from
Obama,
the previous administration.
Well, wouldn't you think so? I mean, if they had time to appoint anybody over there other than Jefferson.
Well, there's a Trump's permanent nominee for deputy.
Fuck you.
Rod Rosenstein.
Oh, shit.
Has his confirmation hearing coming up on March 7th. So they're not staffed.
He's probably
up.
A douche.
So it may, I mean, maybe we have, what is it, the second? Maybe we have 5 days before Rod Rosenstein is confirmed and 5 days of Deputy Attorney General to actually pursue the investigations before Rod gets in there and says, I don't think we need these investigations.
I want to know what else is out there. Now I want to know.
Funny.
Because Sessions is done, right? He's probably done. Bye-bye.
I don't know. He lied.
Bye-bye, stupid.
He lied.
Bye-bye, dummy. Go get your Klan robe out of your little closet in your office and go home. Go burn a cross, stupid.
But now there's a story from the New York Times today, which is awesome because the New York Times and the Washington Post are just like 1-2 punching this shit administration.
Oh, yeah.
And yesterday there were two stories that broke later in the evening, one from each of them. And I got to be honest with you, I don't remember which is which. I'm just going to say what they both were.
Fine.
Kudos to both of them.
Wee-wee.
But one was that yes. The Obama administration, I don't know, maybe they taped envelopes under the desks or something, but somehow they left and preserved. They broke their necks to preserve and disseminate as much of the evidence of the Trumpian Russian connection.
It's fascinating.
As they could.
I was reading how the way they did it. They put it in a bunch of different forms, I guess. You know, all these investigators would do research and all this bullshit, and then they would question each other. So then their questions were on a record, a statement. And then they put them in different reports and then made the
PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, and made it so it was impossible to scrub. And so they went through all this bullshit raw data and I don't know. They made the classification level lower on it.
Right,
so
right.
It could travel throughout farther, all the agencies. Yeah. And they sent it out of the country too.
Brilliant.
Right? Didn't they send this some of the information to other agencies in other countries?
And didn't we find out that it was Mitch McConnell from Kentucky who basically scuttled any possibility of looking into that shit during the election because they went to Obama, got that information. They went to Mitch the bitch.
Yeah.
And he said, if you let that out, we're going to say it's a political witch hunt. You ain't got nothing.
When you go to Mitch the bitch for something, for a favor, to ask him to need his help, his input, what's your expectations?
I don't know.
I mean, that guy is a zero.
How do you talk to somebody who looks like Dolly painted his face?
You know, man,
on acid.
Right. Before I saw pictures of Mitch with his wife, I never even thought about him having a wife or someone that he touches and talks to and things like
pretends
that.
To have feelings for and stuff.
Yeah. Very odd.
Yeah, I don't know.
To see him and his wife together, it is the weirdest fucking thing. Cause she looks like human. Now I know she's a GOP, so she's kind of not, but she looks like she could be pleasant. Mitch looks like, well, we've talked about it. He's just not, he's not pleasing to look at. In any way. You know?
Power is sexy.
It must be really fucking sexy then. I mean, Jesus Christ.
I mean, you'd have to be like Superman.
I mean, God damn.
To overcome.
How much power? You need the one power from the ring.
So then that was the first story last night. The second story was this Jefferson Beauregard Sessions. The third story that he had actually spoken with the Russian ambassador a couple of times himself. During the election, he tried to say,
well, I'm a senator on the Foreign Relations Committee. I talk with ambassadors all the time. And then a bunch of Democrats are coming out and saying, wait a minute, I'm in the Foreign Relations Committee. I've never spoken to the Russian ambassador. And this other one's like, I've never spoken to any ambassadors.
I don't even know the fucking guy.
Right.
That is his yokel from Alabama.
Aside from a big dinner or some shit where everybody's there. But no, one one-on-one hangout. Today the New York Times.
Yes.
Has put out a story that says that Flynn, you might remember him.
Oh, yes.
Michael Flynn.
The other white crook.
And Jared Kushner met with the Russian envoy.
From Subway?
In December.
Oh, Jared Kushner, right.
Trump's, at the time, incoming national security advisor, had a previously undisclosed meeting with the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak.
Yes!
Who, to quote, establish a line of communication between the new administration and the Russian government. Nothing wrong with that, I guess.
Right.
Trump's son-in-law, Jared.
Okay.
Senior advisor.
Right.
Also participated in the meeting at Trump Tower with Mr. Flynn and Mr. Kislyak. But they say among Trump's inner circle, it's Flynn who appears to have been the main, oh, what a great word, interlocutor with
what is it?
The Russian envoy.
Interlocutor.
The two were in contact during the campaign, the transition. Kislyak and current former American officials have said.
So Flynn was the main interlocutor.
Interlocutor, yeah.
And Sessions was interlocutor.
Well, I don't know about Sessions.
Number two.
Kushner was there at that meeting.
Oh, yes. Jeez. Is he crooked? Is that motherfucker crooked? Kushner?
I mean,
I'm finding it hard to believe not.
If he's right. In that Trumpian world, it just doesn't seem like the bastion of ethics going on there. I don't trust dad.
Yeah.
I don't trust the fucking sons. You find out what they tried to do in South Carolina with that whole lawsuit business. Remember we talked about
that. Oh, to take power away from the incoming governor?
No, South Carolina, where it was Donald Trump bought a business, a failed business,
okay,
that had this giant property that he wanted to redevelop. But they had toxic chemicals stored in it, big drums full of nasty shit.
Ooh, yummy.
That the previous company had left.
Dump it in the river.
And there's a bullshit, really, but there's a weird law in South Carolina that says something to do with, like, if you buy something like that, you're not on the hook for cleaning it up. That the taxpayers will... We'll clean that shit up, which is some bullshit. You should go out. Why go after previous owner?
Well, I don't get to go to that property. And
it's
hang
a ridiculous.
Out.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous law. But
that's stupid.
Nonetheless, Donald Trump filed for that.
Yes.
And then they discovered that the company that he had bought this property from was Donald Trump Jr. Enterprises.
Oh, so they're just trying to get it cleaned up for free.
Yes. Don Jr.
Oh, my fucking God.
Sold the property. And then they tried to say, there's no connection between Donald Trump Jr. And Donald Trump Sr. Enterprise. They're separate companies.
You got to be fucking kidding me.
But fortunately, I think Maddow did the story and she recently did the follow up to it. Inexplicably, South Carolina Republicans even.
Yes.
Put the poo-poo on that. They said, no, fucking way. We're not buying that. You pay up. You got to clean that shit up. Yeah.
Just clean it up.
Even to the president, because at the time when she first did the story, she was like, well, let's keep an eye on this because now all of a sudden the president of the United States is applying for this exemption for shenanigans and trying to put the state taxpayers of South Carolina on the hook to clean up his son's mess. Literally.
God damn it.
Literally.
So why didn't the son just pay to have it cleaned up? Wouldn't that have been easier in the long run? Don't they have shit tons of money? So
weird. They probably figured out it would work.
They don't. It's like, do you think they just like...
They pay lawyers to figure that shit out.
Yeah. They don't know about this.
That evil place we worked in Chicago.
Yeah.
They get paid millions of dollars a year. To come up with brainstorms like that of how to game the system. I mean, think about that, especially the section I worked in, which was state and local tax. It's a couple of floors worth of lawyers and accountants whose sole purpose was to find ways for businesses to get the fuck out of paying taxes and to get the fuck out of paying their fair share.
That's why our government can't be ran as a business.
You know, part of it,
we don't need it to be profitable. We need it to take care of people and shit. But again, his son should just dump the fucking pollution or whatever, the chemicals into the fucking streams. Can't you do that now? It's no big deal.
Well, they're working on that. They're getting rid of the clean water shit and the clean air stuff.
They're working on it.
Yeah.
Any day now, guys, we'll be able to fuck up our water.
But you heard in Donald's very presidential, inspiring speech the other night.
Oh, yes.
He did say, nobody loves the environment more than him.
Did he say that?
No, but I mean, I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
And other times he said, nobody loves, they need, of course we believe in regulations for clean water and clean air. But there's too many.
Yes.
There's too many.
I'm the least anti-Semitic person you'll ever meet in your fucking life. What do you think about that?
Oh, God, it's just amazing what's going on here. It's really exhausting. It's physically exhausting.
By the way, any fucking GOPers or whatever, don't bitch to me, motherfucker. Don't bitch to anybody. This is you.
Well, if you seriously believe him, and this he literally said, is we're opening the coal mines again. If you seriously believe that's going to happen, you're a fucking idiot. You're an idiot.
It's that you can't go back to that. You just fucking can't.
Yeah, you voted for the guy who said, we're going to open the coal mines again over the people who said, we're going to figure out ways to retrain you.
Yes.
Or the side, the mincing liberals like me, who would love to make big business pay the fuck up to retrain you.
Absolutely,
and
man.
And put you in another career that you busted your balls for years, decades maybe.
Yeah, but...
And then all of a sudden they're like, sorry, we're not profitable no more. Bye-bye.
Right.
Close.
Don't you think we're in some weird thing, though, like this, I don't know, is it a Reagan thing where we just feel like we have to do everything we can for these job creators? We got to suck their dick 24-7.
Yep.
Or they're going to take the jobs away. But they need us.
I thought we were figuring it out. I thought even the dummies in the country were starting to realize that trickle-down economics was just fucking moronic. How people, when I think back, how could people... buy that? How could you look at all the rich people in this nation and say, let's give them tax breaks and count on their benevolence?
Robin Leach, man.
Count on their benevolence.
We want that. See, we're given this. I don't even know what it is. I guess it's the carrot, right? Hey, look, just over here, you could be really rich, just like all these people on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. You could be fucking Kanye if you want.
But you can't.
Nobody's going to be Kanye.
Right, right.
It just doesn't exist. All these people have all the money, and they aren't going to share it with you. Do you know why? Because they're money grubbers, just like Elizabeth Warren said.
Right. And generational
assholes.
Wealth. How can you say we don't have a monarchy?
Royalty. Yeah.
Two different ways of saying the same thing. Royalty or monarchy. How can you say we don't have that here when... Uday and Kusei and Ivanka, what fucking qualifications do they have to not only run a billion-dollar alleged billion business, but now, because they crawled out of the right vagina after having been inseminated by the right tiny little orange wang, their sole accomplishment was that name.
Well,
and that vagina, now suddenly all three of them are brilliant business geniuses, qualified with running our country.
Think about Trump. If you take away his parents.
Him, same thing.
He wouldn't exist.
Well, he's the same thing, right.
Well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever said.
He'd
yes,
be selling used
parents,
cars in Poughkeepsie.
He wouldn't exist.
He'd be selling used cars somewhere, some slime ball. He'd be in some shady dealings.
He's not incredibly talented, right?
Bald.
He's not a great business guy.
No.
I mean, he's doing the cheapest thing. He's whoring out his fucking name.
And you try to explain that to the simpler folk.
They don't care.
And all they see is he's got billions, allegedly, and he's got a plane, and he's got a lot of money. Nobody's taking that away from him. But he was given a lot of money and handed opportunities. And when it's ludicrous, beyond ludicrous, when he tries to pull that, I started from nothing. Just a tiny little million-dollar loan. How was he not laughed out of the campaign when he said just that?
And he doesn't pay people.
Simply that. I only started with a $1 million loan in the 60s.
Right.
70s, maybe. 60s, 70s. 60s, probably.
Yeah. And he did, but he doesn't pay people, too.
Right. And shafts people every step of the way. It's been shown.
He's a horrible fucking
person. That if he would have taken the money from daddy and put it in an index fund and let adults invest his money wisely, he'd have 10 times the wealth.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That he has allegedly right now. So one could say he's failed upward.
Well, I mean, also too, I mean,
sideways, I guess.
I mean, if he ends up impeached, we don't know what he said to Putin.
I want to see that fucking
in jail. What if he ends up in jail?
Where's an IRS leaker?
Leaker
that can get into his electronic tax return
I don't
and just
know.
Go, oops, I accidentally sent a copy to the WAPO.
Don't Don't we have some hacktivists that can do Go in there and figure the shit
out. Obviously, our government's so shitty at cybersecurity. Hack the fuck out of that account. Let's see that. I don't care if it's 30,000 pages. There's people who get paid tons of money. Yeah. Forensic accountants would take meth and jerk off for 24 hours straight to be able to go through.
Oh, my God. I mean,
something like that.
Do we owe Obama a big fucking thank you?
Well, yes, but why?
For
leaving the
intelligence,
leaving the crumbs to follow out of the
That's
swamp.
That's what he said. Yeah. I read this thing on Slate in the last month of his presidency, just going through that raw data and then finding ways to disseminate it. You know, so it couldn't be scrubbed by Trump when he comes in.
Mm. Great.
I mean, it's really kind of
Dan Rather said
fucking brilliant.
Dan Rather thinks the fuse is lit now.
What does that mean?
He said the fuse is lit on the whole...
Time's a ticking.
On the whole Russian thing. He thinks it's just a matter of time now before it really, really blows up.
Really blows up? What more can we know?
We're finding more and more connections. We don't know, you know, despite what the loathsome reptiles in the House and Senate, the investigating guys who Trump got to, we found out... they're saying, well, there's no, we haven't seen any evidence. Of course you've seen no evidence because they're not done with the investigation yet.
We haven't seen any evidence yet. How long did you look into Benghazi, you fuckheads?
And the FBI is out there saying, well, here's what we got. And they also got to be careful, the CIA and with the anything that might, any information that might compromise some of their assets. We might have a high-ranking spook in the Russian government that they can't just say, hey, here's the name of the dude who knows, told us. Because think about it. You hand that over to Trump, and Trump's like, Vlad, I got a name for you. Which some people are speculating is might be what happened. People are worried about some of our...
That have disappeared or something?
Some of the people in that intelligence unit that got plucked and hooded and disappeared recently in Russia.
You think about him giving that gross fucking speech in front of the memorial for the CIA and the FBI.
Oh, horrible. Me, in front of a memorial to people that gave their lives.
You know, the thing about Trump is like, if he wasn't president and I just met him somewhere... I can't imagine. He's a load. Hate him.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? How could you just not hate the guy? He punches down.
Right.
Damn. I mean, what an idiot. What a fucking idiot he is. He's rich. No, he had everything.
He
everything in the world.
Though. He flip flopped, though, the other night. He's presidential now. What's wrong with you?
Right. No, that's right. Oh, are you saying yesterday's speech to Congress?
Right. Clean slate, right?
Oh, right. And I'm tired of reading about how Ivanka made that fucking speech possible.
But
fuck her!
But the best thing is that he didn't even get 24 hours to roll around naked in the rose petals that everybody was throwing at him over that speech. Until this Jeff Sessions stuff happened.
Oh, yeah.
And now shat in his punch bowl. Which is perfect.
You gotta have a big...
So now he's all pissed off because now the story again is Russia.
Yeah. That is kind of brilliant.
It was, look at me, I'm presidential. Look at me!
That's by design, right?
For about 17 hours, I think.
That's by design, right?
And then out came the Jefferson Beauregard Sessions story.
So that wasn't on accident. That could have been...
From the journalists, you mean?
Yeah. Whoever let that story out.
Maybe. I don't know if they probably, once they had the story, you know,
because if you're gonna drop
it
something,
dropped it.
If you're going to drop something on someone, it's going to hurt them. You want to do it when they're most happy to really fuck them up. That's what I think.
It's daily now. I mean, it's really. It's daily.
Do you think the drip is done? Do you think it just all comes puking forth? It ain't gonna stop. Maybe.
I guess we'll see. Even Manchin, the dino from
West Virginia. God. Talk about a state that needs a fucking emergency manager.
He, you know, did some great waffling and said, Jeff Sessions is my friend, but
right,
if he did lie, he needs to recuse himself, or he needs to step down. I think he might have even said,
"What about get arrested?"
Meanwhile, Democrats are calling for his head. They want him, want him to step down because he lied under oath.
That's right,
to the Senate committee when they asked him if he. I never talked to any Russians.
God.
That's a lie.
Whew. Maybe we could take out the whole GOP, man. That would be fucking awesome. Let's go get them, baby.
A whole bunch of them. I'm just hoping that there's no way Trump didn't know. You know, they're going to try to pull that
ridiculous
ultimately. And he's going to do an Iran-Contra with Reagan. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Except, if you think all the evil assholes that surrounded Reagan... I don't think they can
much smarter.
Yeah, they don't compare to Trump's little cabal. I'm sorry, they just fucking don't, right?
You mean level of evil or skill level?
Skill level.
Right.
Evil. They're all evil as fuck, sure. But skill level. I mean, but see what happened with the Reagan thing, I remember this. Who was in charge of the CIA? That guy fucking died.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And everybody just dumped it on him because he was dead.
Right.
That's what happened.
Right. So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Recused. Jeff is a Beauregard Sessions. And then there's another sub-headline says, Kushner met with the ambassador too.
Yeah. Crooked Hillary, by the way. Crooked Hillary.
The former ethics lawyer for the Bush administration says that he thinks Sessions' false testimony could warrant jail time.
Damn. Jeez, Jeff.
Even
Jeff
Morning
Sessions.
Morning Joe said something to the effect of, because it's not illegal if he had talked to him.
Right.
Really?
Why didn't he just say he was talking to
why
them?
Why lie about it if you don't have to? That's right. What Morning Joe said. Why? The lie is the bad thing. It's like the same thing with fucking Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton did not get impeached over a blowjob. He got impeached over lying about the blowjob.
Right.
Under testimony, under oath. It wasn't, you can't take somebody to, you can't prosecute somebody for getting a Hummer.
No, you cannot. You know, unless there was no consent.
Consenting adults, right?
Right. And that's only, but if you're in the GOP, that also doesn't matter.
Well, so consent is fuzzier.
Well, it's non-existent.
It's a different,
they don't have consent.
Different level. You don't need it. Let's see what the drudgies are saying over at the Drudge Report.
Oh, I love it. Oh, GOP butthurt. Please.
We'll see if they're even talking about it.
Yeah, they're not going to talk about it. It's going to be something stupid.
Dems target Sessions. So it's not, oh my God, Jeff Sessions lied under oath about having untoward contact with the Russians during the campaign. According to Drudge, the Dems are targeting Sessions, and it says more spook leaks. So they're pissed off again about the leaks coming out, not about what was found out.
If you're a conservative person, what do you stand for? Like racism, science fiction, lies, hate, bigotry. Russia. You now stand for Russia. You're in bed with fucking Russia. And what did Trump want out of all this? What did he want? Was it an oil thing? Was it money? Was it to get elected? Who would want this?
Oh, yeah, he wanted palm leaves flung under his feet as he walks in front of him. He thought
promising Russia to get rid of the sanctions, that would do it.
Well, that's a separate issue. Well, he might have...
But that's what he had to do, right?
He might have gotten a call from Vlad that's I show piss pictures. If you don't drop sanctions.
Sanctions, maybe that was it.
Maybe.
Right.
And he might have shady financial dealings with some of these oligarchs.
Oh, yeah.
There was one report that they thought he went to Moscow at one point to help some of these assholes literally launder money in other countries.
Why do you have to fly somewhere to help somebody fucking do that?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
And how can you have so much money that you need to... store it offshore and launder it and make sure. All they're doing is putting little eggs everywhere in case their own country goes tits up.
Yeah, yeah.
That they can squirrel away to some other country and still be a rich cunt in another country.
God, everybody on Earth, if we wanted to, we could just take all their money. Mm-hmm. We could take all their shit because it's only a few people that have it all. But yet we let them have it.
Much of it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It's electronic money.
But what if we walked into their house? What if you walked into Paul Manafort's house and were like, clear out, buddy. This is mine now. Fuck you. Too bad. Welcome to the new communist state,
then you're into
bitch.
Libertarianism where everybody's shooting everybody.
No, no, no. That's not libertarianism. I'm going to have a big army. We're taking
that's
everybody.
Libertarianism.
No, no, no. We're taking everybody's shit back and giving it to the state. We're going to distribute
it. Oh, that's commie.
Yeah, we're going to distribute it. Everybody's going to get some shit.
That's pretty commie.
Right.
I think there's middle ground.
It's so out of whack now.
It's fucked right now, yeah. And it is going to fall apart. I mean, just things are going to get so horrible that exactly what you said. It's proven to be cyclical, especially with the rising capitalism shit.
Oh, yes.
Look at the Depression.
Right.
Was the Depression the fault of the poor people?
No.
No, the fucking bank.
No.
The fucking bank snatches and the yes. and the oligarch cunts and et cetera. Same thing that's happening right now.
I mean, generally you hear from the poor people when they get really, really fucking poor and they're starving. That's when you hear from the poor people, right?
Well, right. I mean, if they're surviving okay, which
yes.
we as a society should aim for the least of that, there shouldn't be Koch brothers with $100 billion between them.
Right. It's crazy.
When you could take away 10% of that and put every homeless person into a 4-bedroom house.
Yeah.
Or you could just and treatment and get them treatment.
Or you could take it all.
Well, that's,
whichever.
You know. But it's really, it's
stupid.
Skewed in the wrong way.
It's stupid. We don't even vote our own interest. How in the fuck could all these poor people vote for Trump? How could they be that fucking stupid?
Jesus. And guns and homos.
Just
oh
no,
my.
There is just no helping those people. They're so fucking dumb.
That's the West Virginia, Appalachia.
No helping them.
They're going to open up your coal mine again. And don't vote for Hillary because she's coming for your guns. She's going to repeal that Second Amendment. I heard her say it.
It's a shame you guys couldn't watch a Democratic convention because you could see Bernie Sanders taking the Democrats' platform and moving it way to the left with things like an increase in the minimum wage, paying for college and shit like that. But I feel like we get the opposite with Schittler here.
Correct.
You don't get anything with him, actually.
Right.
How is he governing? Is he even fucking governing? He's running around with his tail between his legs. He's got this Russia thing up his fucking dick.
Well, and, you know, he's crowing about everything that's getting done, and nothing's really getting done.
He's writing shoddy executive
orders.
Right,
right. So, I don't know. We'll see. What happens tomorrow?
It's
going
down
shit.
In flames, baby.
So
it's done. Is it done? And we just watch it collapse.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't take everybody down with it, though. I mean,
who's everybody? The GOP?
Us?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Fuck the GOP. I hope they go down. But
we're down. It's fine.
I think both parties need to go, frankly. But I would love to see a multi-party coalition type system where we have like a parliament where we would be in a different party than the Democrats. We would be in our libtard green liberal party or whatever.
Yeah.
But not the one where Jill Stein
Miss Russia.
Yeah, has her lips wrapped
God
around
damn
something
it, I was
on
reading,
Putin. Yeah.
I was reading about that shit.
Yeah.
It's insane. That is fucked up.
Isn't it like how left-wing Jill Stein helped Putin spread his right-wing message to her people?
It's fucked up.
Yeah. And how many of those idiots did we do battle with on our Facebook page that
oh,
once
fucking
we
times,
were all
man.
Bernie in the primaries, And then when he lost,
right,
we said, okay, we're voting for Hillary.
Absolutely.
Because it would be idiotic to not vote for Hillary if you're a progressive.
Well, and also, if you don't vote for Hillary and you're a progressive, you must be white.
Yes.
You must be white. And that is the ultimate white privilege. Because you ain't going to get pulled over in a Jeff Sessions America. Because you're getting fucking profiled. And you're not going to have the same rights as a gay person in Jeff Sessions or Trump's fucking America. If you're gay. Man.
I've got a story here. You know, the House Democrats, the House Republicans.
Oh, yes. Shitheads.
Apparently are working feverishly.
No, fuck them.
On their brand new sparkling non-black person created healthcare bill.
Oh, yeah. Are they getting rid of black people?
Which it's probably going to be funny. They're probably going to walk out of there and they're just going to cross out Obamacare and put Trump care.
Oh, yeah. If they can find it.
In the way, in front of it, and that's it. It's going to be the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
But Rand Paul, for some reason today, you talk about drama and theater.
Oh, God. Fuck him.
Rand Paul kind of throwing some shade at the House Repubs.
Yes. Repubs.
Basically saying, well, where is this Obamacare replacement? I think he's one of the one that says you got to have something in place.
Yes.
You can't just rip it out.
Wow.
Root and branch.
Congratulations, Rand. You're making sense.
I think.
Jeez. Look at the bar that the Republicans have such a low bar. Sad.
But he went to the Capitol building today.
Yes.
Trying to find the bill. The House Republicans' bill on the Obamacare replacement.
Right.
As he was starting, reporters caught wind of it, started following him around, which is exactly what he fucking wanted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Look at me. Look at me. I'm important. Fuck you.
Then he tweeted, I have been told that the House Obamacare bill is under lock and key in a secure location and not available for me or the public to view.
Uh-oh.
Next tweet. I am heading to the secure location where they are keeping the House Obamacare bill. I will demand a copy for the American people.
Dang. Good for you, Rand.
They wouldn't let him in.
Oh, why not?
They would not let him in. And they even have a cop at the door, like guarding
God
the door.
Damn. Isn't he working on it?
He's a senator. They're the House.
Okay.
He went over to the House.
We can't look at it.
Well, I
damn.
We're here asking for a written copy of this because there should be an open and transparent process, he said to the staff person at the door. And then just, you know, taking advantage of the totally unexpected situation, he held an impromptu press conference.
Oh, geez.
Look at me. Look at me.
Oh, I'm so important. Fuck you. You're a fucking asshole.
He said, we want to see the bill. We have many objections.
What's he going to do? He's a shithead.
He doesn't like a lot of provisions in Obamacare, as well as what he's being told are in the new House plan. So he's saying he doesn't even he's shit that he's hearing that's in
he
the new
like
plan.
It.
He doesn't like that either.
No. Well, listen, you got to deal with your shit fucking party. Figure it out, dummy.
Thumbs up to Representative Frank Pallone.
Hey, Pallone.
A Democrat.
Yay.
Who was there with Rand Paul.
Oh, yes. Scissoring.
And got the line of the day and said to Rand Paul, maybe the Russian ambassador is down there. He could tell us what's in the bill.
That's funny.
So there you go. Rand Paul putting on a little political theater, but even Rand Paul calling out his own fellow Republicans on their bullshit of having a replacement for Obamacare.
I mean, are we going to find that there's a big fucking spy in Trump's administration? Like one of the head guys is in bed with Putin? Maybe Putin does have a copy of the ACA.
Well, I thought we found that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kind whatever of. They're working on.
Right. I've also got a story here. This is from Monday. I never talked about this, but this was
Do you think Sessions told the ambassador state secrets?
I don't know if I don't think Sessions might have known them. I think it was about
been confirmed,
but I think it was about the it was during the election,
right?
So I think it was about how could you help us?
What?
Maybe it was about how can you help us with the election?
Yeah.
Well, plus he just lied. Even if it was after the election, he says he's never talked to the Russians.
Right. He's full of shit.
So, last week,
yes,
Butthurt Don,
ooh,
our orange shitmeister in chief,
yes. Za Cheeto Fingers,
upset about.
Oh, he must be so upset.
Upset about all of the protests that are going on. Aww. You know, everybody's paid by Soros.
Oh, yes.
Everybody's political operatives, apparently.
Right. He's got a big Festivus list.
And on the 25th of February, a week ago, about.
Okay.
He tweeted out, maybe the millions of people who voted to make America great again should have their own rally. It would be the biggest of them all! Exclamation point.
Okay.
So on Monday,
right?
A bunch of groups, tried to organize supporters of Trump.
Right.
We're going to hold rallies in towns and cities across the country Monday.
Yes.
As rebuttal to these waves of globalist,
oh yeah,
anti-Trump protests.
Aren't we going to need to set up some extra scooter charging stations?
But let's think about this for a second.
Oxygen tanks.
Last Monday.
Lots of fried
across
shit.
The nation.
Yes.
Trump's massive wave of supporters were going to go out and counter-protest.
Massive.
Did you hear anything?
No.
About that anywhere?
I didn't hear shit. How is people... Even if you're a supporter, how do you get excited about this guy? If you support Trump and you go down to the city square to chant, what do you chant? Like, what do you tout? What do you brag about?
Make America white again?
Yeah, I think you just say Trump over and over.
Trump.
Right.
Trump predicted that these rallies would be the biggest of them all.
Oh, yes. Nobody fucking cares.
Well,
Shitler.
Yeah. Looking at photos from around the country, show sparsely attended events.
Aww.
That at most show a couple hundred people in one location.
Oh, shit.
Tops. And there's some where it's like five old white people.
200 people.
It's so sad. It's so sad.
Oh. No, you know what it is? Just nobody likes it. No one fucking likes this guy. He's a dick.
A reporter from the Toronto Star, Daniel Dale, posted pictures that he saw around Twitter. He went through Twitter to find pictures of these rallies. And it's really sad.
Oh. Damn. Come on, Shitler.
He also noted, he tweeted, Breitbart said today's pro-Trump rallies would be massive. Here are the photos I've seen so far.
Lots of people coming out in support of Shitler.
And then he tweeted more photos of today's massive pro-Trump rallies. It's like 20 people.
God.
20 old white people waving American flags.
He is entertaining. I mean, one of my favorite things to do is go to Google and type in Trump and just read the news. And it's so much fun. It's like reading a Tom Clancy book.
Yeah, like I said, it'd be great if we were living in Norway.
Yeah, or if we were watching...
Or something, watching from outside this.
Or if we were watching a movie, that would be great.
Outside the car that's about to roll over.
Yeah. We're not in a movie. We're not in a movie.
So a big fail on last week for people to have nationwide counter-protests.
But what would you chant?
Trump?
I mean, really, you would chant like, you know, Sessions, don't recuse yourself. Go Russia.
Yeah, I don't know
what you
Trump,
get excited
make America
about.
Great again.
Maybe you make a little
Throw
chant.
Out, let find some Mexicans to round up.
Oh yeah, see, no. You're right. There you go. I'm wrong. That's what they would cheer about. Something racist.
Oh yeah.
That's duh.
We got him.
How could I forget that? I forgot they were racist. I forgot they were racist for a second. I'm so sorry, guys. You're tremendous bigots. It escaped me for a second. I don't know what I was thinking.
Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, yeah.
Published a screed.
Published!
Over,
Boo!
And I guess he said...
Yes.
On his ridiculous show.
The EIB network.
That the...
It appears, ladies and gentlemen, that people on our side still haven't learned a single lesson about how to deal with the Democrat Party.
blah, 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 blah. The way he says, the story is not about Jeff Sessions.
Okay.
This story is not about illegal talks between Trump and his campaign people and the Russians. This story is about Barack Obama and the Democrat Party attempting to sabotage the Trump presidency and
what?
Do everything they can to either render it meaningless and ineffective or get him impeached and force him to resign.
I mean, if he was saying that about Trump, I would believe it, you know, because Trump is vindictive and he's conniving and he's mean. When has Obama ever been vindictive? When has he ever schemed against somebody? How does this make any fucking sense?
Then there's a picture. This is like Alex Jonesian bullshit that there's some. Here's what the picture says at rushlimbaugh.com. This is a transcript of his bloviating from today. And there's a picture that says Obama's shadow government. They seriously believe that somehow Obama is orchestrating some weird kind of shadow government. They think that the people left over.
Yes.
From the previous administration that are still tenured positions.
Are working against Trump.
Are secretly trying to overthrow the current administration.
Oh, I mean, I could see that as something as a... You could sell that bill of goods to a bunch of idiots.
But if not wanting to allow something illegal to happen.
Right.
And unconstitutional and untoward is somehow working to overthrow, then fuck, yes, I hope they do work to overthrow the previous administration.
You know, GOPers, anytime, you can step away from this guy anytime. You don't have to support him. You don't have to support Donald Trump. He's a fucking crook. I mean, he's definitely who you guys are. You guys are fucking Donald Trump. You guys, that's exactly who you are. You're racist, corporatist assholes. But you don't have to support him. You can step away from him anytime. But don't expect a round of applause.
And,
you know,
well, you know, Trump surrounded himself with the most vile...
The pieces of shit.
Cancerous anal drizzle out there.
Anal drizzle. He surrounded himself. That's who's available to him.
And then when they start dropping off like flies because of various untowardedness...
Yes.
He...
Untowardedness.
Who's surprised? Well, here's a fat oxy fuck. Says, now take a look at what they're doing. They're going after all the people who are the closest advisors to Trump. They took out Rudy Giuliani right after the election with stories about his supposed ties to foreign governments. They're not supposed. He was a fucking consultant. His agency worked for those foreign governments. You fat fuck, that's public record. It's
how is
not
it supposed?
Right.
Look up supposed in the dictionary.
They took out Michael Flynn. How did they do that? They decided to harp on the fact that Flynn had lied to Pence about something of tremendous major import, forcing Trump to get rid of Flynn on the basis he's not trustworthy. The guy lied to Pence. So he's saying it's a big deal. It was no big deal what he lied to Pence about.
Amazing.
They made it sound like it was a big deal.
Yeah. So this is what these hardliners are going to do, Alex Jones and Rush. They're going to paint Trump as a fucking victim. A victim of the left. I mean, so stupid. Fuck these people. He's a goddamn crook.
How are they going after Sessions? Sessions lied. Sessions lied to Franken. Now Trump has no choice but to get rid of Sessions. That's what they're trying to do. Now, do not misunderstand me.
I'm not saying Sessions doesn't deserve to be defended. I'm not saying this shouldn't be explained, because I'm going to do that today. I'm talking about tactics and strategy. The immediate knee-jerk reaction when these allegations come is to accept their premise. Once we do that, we're cooked.
It came out that there was a shit ton of evidence saying that Sessions had been meeting with this Russian dude.
And these allegations are coming out one by one.
Right.
After investigation.
And who's jumping to a conclusion?
It's not somebody who whispered something.
Yeah.
Or posted on 4chan.
Right.
These leaks are coming out of the investigations.
Yeah.
They found this shit out and leaked the information because these people are worried that that information is going to get flushed right down the toy by the people that are doing the investigating on themselves.
Toy.
Like the fucking cops.
Yeah, yeah.
The FBI, all those guys. Every shot that we fired at him was completely justified.
Oh, yes.
We investigated ourselves. Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're not doing anything untoward with Russia. What about fucking whatever happened with that guy Tillerson and the mining rights that he bought in Russia that he can't use because of the sanctions?
That new one, that commerce shitbag who won the $600, who wore the $600 slippers to the Trump speech
fuck
the other
him.
Night, custom made $600 rich person slippers with
man.
Commerce. It's like Secretary of Commerce embroidered on his princely shoes. That's what that shit is. These are the asshole royal fucks showing up at a party at an event, and he had his $600 shoes made.
What
my
dick.
Customized shoes.
There's something real douchey about the whole like Trump scene, man. This is like opulence. Nobody respects anything. Why the fuck are you gonna wear slippers to Congress? That's disgusting, right?
Yeah, this is that fucking Ayn Rand generation.
This is not a good look.
Like the baby boomers and some of the Generation Xers started buying that Ayn Rand philosophy of me, greed is good. We talked about how they hate fucked the American dream from you work hard,
right?
But you still get to have time with your family. You still get to have money to buy shit. You're not taken advantage of. You're not exploited.
God,
that's the American dream. The American dream is not Trump.
Right.
It's not an apartment in fucking Trump Tower with gold-plated hideous bullshit.
It's not.
Crazy.
Yeah, so fucking stupid.
Which is undeserved.
What?
For Trump. We talked about that.
Of course.
Trump doesn't... Like you said, take away his parents, take away his dad's fortune. His dad, I'll give his dad credit, despite his nefarious bullshit.
He's a crook.
And his racist crap.
Yeah, yeah.
He did build his empire from nothing. He wasn't left a ton of money.
How many people do you think that guy fucking killed?
But Trump is not, the Waltons, that makes me crazy.
Fuck them.
That we're coming up on like third generation Waltons now who are somehow brilliantly qualified to run a multi-billion-dollar, the biggest employer in the United States of America. Somehow they're qualified.
I mean, you know, we need a fucking lib to stand up to these people and say, hey, here's the thing. We are raising the minimum wage because it's not increasing with inflation. We will do that or we are coming for your shit.
That's what's going to happen.
We are coming for your shit,
happen,
motherfucker. Yeah. We're going to give you some serious tax increases.
Right.
We're going to fuck you.
Your little 4 or 5% tax increase is going to hurt a lot less than when the pitchforks and the torches
we have the power.
Show up literally and physically at your door, because that's what
I don't
coming
get.
To.
I really don't get it sometimes.
I don't advocate that. I hope it doesn't happen. But these motherfuckers, this is their it's a giant let them eat cake moment.
But
it
won't be us doing that. I don't think white people are going to be leading a revolution. I think we'll have to follow. I don't think it's going to be...
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, white people are not all of a sudden going to wake up and say, oh, we need to change this or that.
But we need to stand up for our brown brethren, too.
Of course. Fuck yeah.
Because that's the first people that these assholes are going after. They are going after right now. Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III. The violence, the high crime in the inner cities, which means I can't wait to see the glee in the faces of the police officers as they get to beat
some black people with impunity and bring justice and order to the inner cities.
You know what the problem is with our fucking, I don't know, man, these fucking white fucking liberals? Is that I was having a conversation with somebody on Facebook about, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. And when Pence, when Trump first announced Pence was going to be his running mate, I put an article on Facebook. I was like, hey, this is what this fucking guy's into. And it's about this gay conversion therapy, right? And what he supported.
Oh, God.
And all that shit. And then my friend, my white friend, my straight, white, entitled fucking friend says to me, well, you don't really believe he's going to do that. Nobody believes he's going to make gay people go through conversion therapy. Well, are you gay? No. So, like, who cares if you believe if he's not going to do it or if he's going to fucking do it? You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm supposed to say, well, I don't really believe he's going to deport all Muslims. Well, I'm not Muslim, or I'm Muslim banned. He's not going to deport Mexican people. I'm not going to be deported anyway. So I'm not going to believe
in it. Germany who wrote, you know, they came for the Jews. I wasn't a Jew. I didn't care. They came for the communists. I wasn't a communist. I didn't care.
But these are all things people are saying they're going to do. But we're not going to believe them. That's how Trump got elected.
Rush Limbaugh claiming that the headline says Barack Obama and his deep state operatives are attempting to sabotage the duly elected president of the United States.
Deep state operatives.
Consuelo, drive over to Denny's and pick me up another sack of Oxy.
Yeah. Think about that. That fucking guy. How many felonies do you think he committed?
Deep state operatives.
Oh, yeah. How many felonies do you think that fuckhead probably committed getting pills?
Well, was she documented? Not that I don't care. That woman deserved
anybody that works
anywhere near
good fucking
or
Christ.
With Rush Limbaugh deserves the highest pay out there.
Take some Oxy for yourself.
That poor woman. The batshit, right? I mean, Rush Limbaugh now jumping on the Obama shadow government bandwagon.
You know, it's so funny. It's like you're looking at an administration that's probably organized Obama's. They knew what they were doing. I mean, they were there 8 years. And so it looks like a shadow organization. Or is it just an organization that could do shit compared to Trump's?
It's people who just find the ethics of the United States being punch raped and thrown out the window.
Doesn't it tell you something by how Obama had to quote unquote hide the data? He had to put it in different forms.
Right. And they're saying, but the thing was, there were no scandals in the Obama administration. There were no leakers. There were no scandals.
The NSA thing, right? Right.
Started before him, but he continued it, and that's some bullshit.
But that wasn't... No. I'm sorry. God, I always say it wrong. The Secret Service. Wasn't there some shenanigans with the Secret Service there?
Well, but that had nothing to do with him. Yeah.
Right. I can't think of
anything. I mean, him or his senior staff, his official... Nobody. 0.0.
Yeah. Nothing.
Zero. And you mean to tell me there weren't some leftover Bush staffers still in lifetime appointments or just doing a job until they quit or leave or whatever, retire?
The fucking State Department, dude, was filled with people like that.
So this stupid conspiracy theory from this fat fuck and Jones and all the other idiots is that all these people from Obama that Obama hired are secretly poisoning the new administration.
And really,
what they're doing is exposing what's going on. There's a big difference. If there was nothing there, if they were making shit up, that'd be one thing. All they're doing is leaking out the stuff that is there because they're worried about that information.
Right.
They're worried that maybe Russia had some shenanigans.
Yeah.
And that maybe some of our top officials may be compromised or may have untoward dealings with an adversary.
Yeah. Over fucking money. You know what? This is going to come down to that. A shit ton of money. How stupid. And all these guys involved in this stupid fucking scandal, Guess what they have plenty of?
Tons of fucking money.
Money.
$600 slippers.
Why do they need more? I mean, maybe it'll be something different, but I'm sure it's money.
And Trump could have ended it all.
Yeah.
Really easy. I don't know what you're talking about with any dirty dealings with the Russians.
Yes.
I fully open all of my emails, all of my phone calls, all of my staff will happily turn over all the information.
I want to see
Ivanka's
shit, too.
For any investigation, I encourage a bipartisan, independent investigation, because I have nothing to hide.
Oh, shit.
And what are they not doing?
They're not doing that.
Anything resembling that. They're doing everything that a guilty person or parties would do.
I mean, they're blaming
obfuscate,
the media.
Obfuscate, deflect, lie, deny.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
It's fucked up. Blaming the media, too. That to me is loony. I mean, that really makes them sound like a bad regime. It makes it sound so un-American. Like it's not of this country. None of this is normal, man. You sit here and you watch him do that whole fucking campaign and nothing of what he said was normal. In fact, it was racist and bigoted and shitty. So many people ignored it and just wouldn't say he's racist and wouldn't say who the fuck he was. They wouldn't say who he's saying he is.
Right.
How it's amazing that it happened. It's amazing that he made it through the primary. My God. How does that speak to the voters of the GOP? What a bunch of sad sacks of fucking shit.
And a lot of people, again, selfish. Yeah. Not no empathy.
Heartless.
Yeah, that my coal mine closed, my steel mill closed. Horrible. And we as a society should find a way for those people to be retrained and put into, I don't know, how about some sustainable energy jobs? How about some things like that?
Yeah.
How about infrastructure?
Right. But they have to hear we're bringing coal mining back.
And that's a lie.
Fucking reason.
And that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. It's right. It's not profitable anymore. It's just not.
Oh, wait a second.
Obama did not kill coal with his evil
blackness
EPA, making them.
He killed it with his
make
blackness.
Air breathable and shit. Like, didn't they want? They might. I think they want to roll that one back. But wasn't there like
air?
They didn't think
air?
Other states should be able to sue them for their pollution. Like if your West Virginia coal plant air drifts over into Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania can't sue.
God.
It's like, too bad, so sad.
Is state rights a big failure?
Yes and no.
I mean, share with me, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but share with me a success then. Because, damn, I'm trying to figure it out. Talk to Chicago. You got a bunch of guns coming in that lead pipeline, or whatever you want to call it, into Chicago. They got nice, good, progressive gun laws, but it doesn't fucking matter.
We have legal weed here.
What does weed have to do with anything?
Well, I'm just using examples of where
state rights... Do we count
end
California?
Up with something good?
Do we count California because it's all liberals?
Well, we shouldn't be able to vote, apparently. Yeah.
Oh yes, because nobody wants the rest of the country to look like California. They want it to look like Michigan or Indiana or Louisiana or Kansas. I'm going to continue to name shitholes.
We've had a running theme this week.
Oh, shit.
We started off with talking about how witches and Wiccans and voodoo priestesses and priests and all those, anyone who feels that they can wield a little of the magic.
Show me your lightsaber.
Felt that last week in the evening there was some waning crescent moon or some bullshit like that. Perfect time for casting certain types of spells.
Ooh, yes.
Especially, we want Trump out of their spells, or we want Trump to fail spells.
Sure. I'm going to spin a web.
We want Trump removed.
Right.
I don't want him to fail. I want him out. He's failing. He's already failing.
Well, he's failing.
He's going to fail.
He's failing.
He's going to succeed in what he wants to do, and that means we all fail.
I mean, his national security advisor lasted like 2 hours. That went well. That wasn't a fail, right?
Yeah, great job.
He tried to hire a guy for labor secretary who likes robots better than people. What a cunt.
And then, so that was last week. Well, then we were taught a little bit of counter magic.
Ooh, yes.
From Pat Robertson of the 700 Club.
I rebuke thee.
Monday's show, maybe. Go to crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. Hey, leave us a good review, please.
Oh, yes.
If you listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher, it helps us out. Give us thumbs up and shit.
A causeless curse shall not lie.
Thank you to all our subscribers, by the way.
Oh, yes. Thank
iTunes
you.
And Stitcher. So we learned some binding, rebuking shit. Some magic. Well, not the only magic wielder out there.
Oh, yeah? Somebody's got it. Let me get out my big flesh wand.
There's a competing spellcaster, apparently.
Pull a rabbit out of my hat.
I don't know if these guys, I don't know if they've ever worked together.
Who is this?
This is Rick Wiles.
Oh, jeez.
Of True News.
Oh, what a dirtbag.
Speaking
a man of God dirtbag
with a guest on his True News radio show.
Yes.
End Times radio show.
Oh, yeah. End Times. Bend over.
He had on another televangelist named Rodney Howard Brown.
Holy fuck you. Rodney Howard Brown.
So here's a little bit of this meeting of the mindless.
These two, this is Rodney Howard Brown. See a white guy.
Not
that it matters. I don't know.
I do not have his photograph.
We do not have the demographic breakdown.
But I just
on this dickhead
used a Google machine.
Yes,
and I would describe him as white as fuck.
Hey man, fuck you.
South African.
Okay.
Apparently. So if you hear a little bit of a...
Let's talk about right now. What is the Church of God, the body of Christ, what are we facing right now in early 2017?
Well, first of all, we're in a very critical time in America's history, you know, not because of Donald J. Trump, but because of the system that is reeling. He's done more in the first month than most presidents did in 50 years.
What?
Yeah, what did he do?
Citations. He signed a bunch of executive orders, and a couple of them that actually did shit have already been sued.
What did he do that you liked? Name one. Name one thing he did that you really liked. That part where he got rid of the clean streams.
Right.
He gave guns to crazy
people. He's already done more in 2 weeks. I can't do a South African accent.
It's a tough one. Right.
It's like Dutch mixed with British mixed with Australian. It's right. Like a weird kind of combo.
Just rolling forward with everything that he promised. And to watch the people on the left, to watch the people even on the right, the powers that be inside the GOP that are trying to undermine him. I mean, I can promise you, I'm glad I'm not president. There would be people arrested for high treason right as we speak. They'd be arrested because they're undermining America. This is not how America functions. We operate on a
high treason. So
is that
whistleblowing? No, that's the other guy. High treason.
Jeez.
So whistleblowing,
right?
On possible crimes is high treason.
I mean, I kind of agree with him. There should be people arrested, probably for high treason. Actually, I don't even know what that fucking means. What does that mean? What is high treason?
You smoke weed.
Oh, really?
And then you fight against your country. Well, no, it's apparently worse than regular treason.
Yeah.
It is a ridiculous term when
if
you think about
knows,
it.
Anybody knows, tweet us at
your treason
diving.
Is higher. It's worse.
Oh, yes.
I think it's just a worse treason than a
tweet
regular
us.
Treason.
Tweet us. What does it mean?
Peaceful transference of power. When President Obama was elected, he was not my cup of tea. Not that McCain was mine either. Or George Bush, because I understand how the system's all rigged. So, but when Obama got elected, I didn't ride in the streets and burn cars. And I hear them talking about they're going to do what's called American Spring, the moment the weather changes with millions of people rioting. I mean, we are
not going to riot. They're going to protest. They're going
what is the American
meet.
Spring? What is he talking about?
They're trying to have, they're hoping for an American Spring, like there was an Egyptian Spring and like there was a Middle Eastern Spring. All those countries that people went out and protested and overthrew their evil fucking governments.
Is that what this guy wants?
No, that's what we want.
Oh, okay.
The liberals are trying to organize.
Right.
but it's not. He said riot. You notice he used the word riot.
Nobody's rioting.
We do it. It's rioting.
You're organizing, dumbass.
Praying against all the stuff. Tomorrow is the day that all the witches are going to curse Trump. There's a whole article.
So this was obviously last week.
What a dumbass.
I can send it to you where they've actually put the spell, told the people what to do, so they can all cast a spell on Donald Trump. So how is this possible? Never before in recent history or memory can we ever imagine where witches join together to curse a president.
Oh, my God, Ryan.
They're going to join powers?
The witches are going to get together and twiggle their noses and blink their eyes. Do whatever witches do at the same time. It's never happened before where they've all gotten together.
Hello. What am I supposed to do about it? What am I supposed to do about it, though? What do I do to protect Trump from the witch's spell? What
these,
do I do?
These idiots, I don't know that these assholes are real believers. They're probably frauds.
They sound like idiots.
But they're the dummies. They're wielding their... They're trying to say... They've got to get their magic, and I'm sure their magic entails sending me money.
I've got me magic.
Send me money so that I can cast that magic against these evil witches.
Does Brian, Rick Wiles, is he like Alex Jones? I mean, does he sell shit? Does he have commercials like that? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he sells books.
Yeah.
Oh, he's an author. Okay.
DVDs and shit.
Jeez, Rick, I didn't know you were a big fancy author.
He's always on with... Right. Over at the Baker show.
Oh, that's right.
Because I guess they don't conflict. Baker has some books, but now he's into dried soup and shit.
You know, man, you listen to these guys and all of these right-wing nut job Jesus fuckheads, they all have books. Do you think they're good writers? Do you think they're interesting? They're compelling?
No. I can't imagine they're great.
The garbage they
probably a lot of Bible quotes. They're probably just plagiarizing.
Oh yeah.
Probably a lot of Bible passages, and then they talk about it.
Dude, if you're audience base, your fans, you sell shit to, if they're these people, oh my fucking God. You can turn out right whatever you want and call it a fucking book. They're not going to read it. They're not going to read it. In fact, just print a book with a nice, pretty cover, shut it, and sell it.
Yeah.
Don't even put words in it. They aren't going to read it. They're stupid.
Gay porn.
Put gay porn.
Fill it with gay porn.
They won't see it. It's at the inside of a book. You don't understand right. What's on the inside of a book they're not going to look at.
Obviously, the hand of God is upon him. You could see even the result in Melbourne the other day when Melania came out and she prayed the Lord's Prayer. She read it out. I posted on my Facebook. People manifested. They said it was all staged. It was rigged. President Trump didn't even know she was going to pray. And you could hear her voice even breaking as she prayed, as she was overawed by himself.
Right. So it was never planned. Apparently, like a Muppet, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, I would assume from these guys,
yes,
stuffed his hand right up inside Melania.
Perfect.
As she was giving her speech.
Right.
And it wasn't planned at all, Ryan.
I'm going to treat you like Grover.
And she started praying.
Oh, okay.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
Wait, did God...
Hallowed be thy name.
Did God command Melania to pray?
That's what he just said. It wasn't planned.
It was
planned.
Like magic or something.
She was taking over. You could see her voice breaking. Because who is God going to crawl into? But the one you can barely understand.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, God speaks all language.
Why doesn't God crawl into Casey Kasem?
What do you mean?
I guess he'd have to.
He's dead.
He'd have to kind of zombify that. But
because he can understand
LaFontaine, who's a big announcer right now. Yeah.
Don LaFontaine is dead.
Have somebody articulate get up there and say the Lord's Prayer. Why would he have Melania say it? Why would
that
he take
guy.
Over Melania?
That guy from, you know who says it? That guy from Arrested Development, Job.
Okay.
He does all the...
a lot of cartoon voices, announcer
voices? No, he's the voice of Ford.
Okay, let's
Ford
get him.
Ford trucks. Whatever.
I concur. Why doesn't the Lord take him
why,
over?
Why is this perv posting pictures of Melania praying on his Facebook page? Jeez.
Yeah, right. Well, because she was taken over. It was a miracle.
It's kind of creepy.
These guys are just weird.
Is that what they're into? He's like, you know what I like to do? I like to put pictures of supermodels on my Facebook page and show them praying. Creepy.
Trump didn't even know she was going to pray. And you could hear her voice even breaking as she prayed, as he was overawed by himself.
Rodney, even if it was staged, so what? That tells me that they chose to say the Lord's Prayer. Praise God.
Yeah, but people, even the Christians, are so mean. I've never seen so much meanness. Just full of the devil.
Absolutely.
Well, we've known that. God. You should have asked us.
Why am I agreeing?
We could tell you Christians were mean.
I'm agreeing with this guy.
Absolutely. You were talking about the rioting, the protest, and the witches. You know, look, the witches.
The rioting, the protest, you know, the witches.
Yeah, the witches. You know, you can take them or leave them. Hey, they're fucking witches. What do you expect? What do you want?
It really sounds like an episode of Sleepy Hollow or something.
Is it hard to get these witches organized to say a spell all at once?
I don't know,
I bet.
Witches are tough.
It's like getting a bunch of chefs to make one big bowl of soup.
They gathered together during the campaign and tried to put curses on him, and that didn't work either.
Correct.
God is shielding that man, and none of their witchcraft.
God is shielding
God Schindler. Is shielding Trump from the evil witch spells.
What about that kid over there who's got baby AIDS? Gonna shield him or no? No shielding for him.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, God's busy. Trump's,
oh, yes.
Trump's big.
What about all those people starving to
it's
death?
A lot of shield used up being used up.
Oh, yeah, it does. You know how many starving North Koreans that shield could have covered?
A lot.
A lot.
Craft and sorcery is going to work. But I think what's more dangerous than the protest and the rioting is the seditious acts of people like John McCain and others in the deep state, in the CIA, what? Lindsey Graham, and, you know, the Republican Party rhinos.
Paul Ryan.
Yes.
Paul Ryan.
That's right. Mm-hmm. What they're doing is seditious.
No, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it.
Let's talk.
Seditious. Seditious.
Oh, yeah, man.
John
I love
McCain.
This shit.
John McCain, who I've disagreed with mostly.
Yeah,
I think he's a warmongering asshole.
Right.
But I don't think he doesn't like the country. I don't think he...
Well,
I don't think he wants America to fail. I think these guys want America to fail.
I mean, I
Well,
think,
they want their America to succeed.
I think they want white
which means
America.
Our America, a regular, the dream of America, the nice parts of America.
Straight
fail.
White male Christian suburban America. Yeah. They want that to succeed. That's what they care about.
So,
God.
Apparently.
I love it, though. It's kind of great that.
Trump doesn't need those Pat Robertson spells.
So, are the loons, do they now hate the GOP?
Well, yeah, some of them. They're back.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you know how great that is? Because the GOP rolled over and let Trump get this fucking nomination, and now he's fucking president. I hope he fucks you guys all up the ass. I'm going to be watching with popcorn, Johnny. John McCain and fucking Lindsey Graham, you're going to take it hard. Hopefully, right?
A lot of them hate him. They hate them right now. They're rhinos.
No.
Oh, they hate him.
Hate
him. You should have seen some of the tweets last night. Some of the tweets last night during that town hall they had.
Yes.
There's a lot of not love from the Trumpansies for Lindsey Graham and John McCain.
Nah, that's so funny. It's great. They built a monster.
Yeah.
A bunch of fucking hardliners that they can't ever fucking satisfy. You're never going to satisfy these T-loons because they're crazy.
Bad shit.
They're going to take you down. It's funny.
Got a story.
Yes.
Here about, you know, Fox. Did we talk about this before that on Bill O'Reilly, Dildo O'Reilly's show?
Yes.
They had a guy on that they billed as a Swedish military security expert, something like that.
Okay.
Last week. And then Sweden came out and said, we don't know who this guy is.
Borski, Borski, Borski.
We never heard of this guy. Who the hell is he? It turns out he's just some nut job Swede blogger who like lives here now.
Got a
and
gig.
Guess what? Hates Muslims.
Oh, okay.
So they had him on to corroborate Schindler's view of, look what's happening in Sweden. This is that narrative again, that Sweden now has no-go zones, that there's Muslims everywhere killing and raping white women.
Jesus.
And it just is not happening.
Fuck you. So O'Reilly even apologized.
Yes.
I fucking apologized. Bill O'Reilly apologized.
That's insane.
Saying that they shouldn't have billed him the way they did.
Right.
I'm sure he blamed somebody else.
Absolutely, dude.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, now they did it again. This was on...
They just don't check.
Fox
that's all.
Business. Days after Dildo admitted that his show falsely billed a guy named Nils Bildt as a Swedish national security advisor.
I love that name.
It turns out
Nils Bildt,
a Swedish magazine, has found a guest on Fox Business Network who's even scarier. On February 21st,
yes,
Fox Business host Cheryl Cassone asked, quote, Swedish columnist Ingrid Carlqvist.
Nine.
To talk, she had her on to push back against president's critics.
Okay.
Of people who are saying Trump's out of his mind.
Right.
It's a lie. There's nothing going on in Sweden right now. Fox News is out of its mind.
Yeah.
So now Fox News has on Dildo.
Yes.
They have a guy they claim is a security advisor saying, oh, it's horrible in Sweden. You should see all the Muslims raping people.
This guy just shows up.
It's a lie. And even the guy is even saying, I never said I was that. He's off the hook. He didn't
right.
falsely portray himself as anything. This is what they build him as, put on the right. Chiron in front
they
of him.
They wanted him to be that thing so bad. Yeah. They just put him the fuck up there.
And then this woman, Swedish columnist Ingrid Carlqvist.
Borski, Borski, Borski.
The magazine Expo in Sweden reports, it's a Swedish magazine, what the viewers are never told is that Ingrid Carlqvist has been a central player in the anti-Muslim counter-jihad movement.
Oh my fucking God,
nor
what a loon.
Nor were the viewers made aware that she recently accused representatives of the ethnic group of Jews in Sweden of being behind Sweden's current cultural diversity, which is a conspiracy theory pushed by Swedish Nazi groups.
Okay.
The reason that the Muslims are being brought in is because the Jews are doing it.
Oh, my God. These Swedish people, they fucking have Nazis and racists just like we do.
So this is somebody Fox News has on to say...
They don't give a shit.
Look, see? The president's right.
Right. Didn't they have a fake general on there not too long ago? And
yeah, they're not doing great.
Yeah, yeah. It's hilarious. God, that's what you want to do. Be an expert guy on Fox News. You just need an outfit, whatever the outfit is that you're pretending to be. Some fucking talking points.
Story says, in recent years, Ingrid Carlqvist has moved closer to the openly racist, white supremacist milieu.
Oh, wow.
In Sweden.
Milieu. Well,
she recently declared her willingness to collaborate with the Nordic Resistance Movement, which is a militant Nazi group.
The Nordic Resistance Movement.
Last year, she was one of the speakers at Stockholm's annual fascist conference, Identitarian Ideas.
That is my favorite conference. I go to that every year.
Identitarian Ideas.
In Sweden. God, imagine how fucking cold that is. Who the fuck would go to that?
She also attended, maybe they went in the summer.
She also
attended this year's conference where a new alliance between the organizers of the American alt-right movement and Richard Spencer of the National Policy Institute were announced.
Okay, the little hipster Nazi fuck.
So they're all buddies.
Oh,
so this is who Fox News has on.
Oh, yes.
They have on a Swedish version of Richard Spencer.
Now, here's who they have on. Nazis.
Well, yeah.
That they just find Nazis of any type.
For the fair and balanced other side of the story.
Hey, if you want to hear from some Nazis, they dug up a Swedish Nazi. Who the fuck does that?
We did the story yesterday of how that was it Breitbart? InfoWars. Breitbart, InfoWars. One of those asshole places.
Yes.
One of the editors there tweeted out that he would pay for a journalist to go to one of the no-go zones in Sweden.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And one journalist was like, fine, I'll go.
Breitbart.
I'll go. And this guy went and found 0.0 evidence of these rampaging,
probably like the neighborhood,
no-go zones where the immigrants are.
Yeah. Maybe you don't want to live in a neighborhood that's all fucking white. What about that? You ever thought about that? You want to have some diversity, some different kinds of restaurants? God.
Exactly.
Grow up, you cunts.
Grow up, you cunts. Get that on a t-shirt.
Oh, yes. Merch.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. We don't have a specific merch yet, but if you go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, you could buy shit on Amazon, buy whatever you want.
Oh, yes.
Pretend it's our merch.
And we get paid.
And we get a little taste, a little clip, a little bit of money. Doesn't cost you anything. Helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
Pay us or perish.
Good God.
I don't know. We're in an authoritarian regime.
Oh, that's right.
You know what I mean?
Pay up.
Playing the part.
I've got a story here. You know, a lot of liberals seem to enjoy contributing to very liberal causes.
Okay.
But sometimes they like to do it in the name of some right-wing asshole.
Yeah, you want to have some fun.
Vehemently against the cause to which you are donating.
I love this.
Donating in the name of David Duke to the NAACP
What? I want to find my fucking idiot friend on Facebook who years ago, and I got in a fight with over Chaz Bono being on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, boy.
I want to donate to a trans charity in his name. That would be great.
Oh, yeah. You've got to let him know, though.
Oh, I put it on his wall.
Or sometimes...
on his Facebook wall.
Like the video I'm about to play. Sometimes you'll get a postcard from...
Oh, yeah?
If they have your address,
that's funny.
You'll get a postcard from the entity. So this is here in L.A., Ryan.
Yes.
This is a... no, he's not from L.A. He's from Tennessee.
Fuck you.
Tennessee pastor by the name of Greg Locke.
Okay.
Well, here you go. You just hear it from his own words.
Okay.
On YouTube.
Hey, guys. Pastor Greg Locke here. So today in the mail, I got a very shocking and a very interesting card. It came from Planned Parenthood, which is a very strange organization to be sending me anything at all, because everyone knows my very bold and biblical stand against them. But here's what's interesting.
He doesn't have a very bold and biblical stand against manscaping, though, man grooming, because his eyebrows are...
Is he tweezed?
A little, yeah.
Right. I bet he doesn't have a problem with abortion.
He's a little coiffed.
If you're talking about his daughter getting knocked up by someone not white, I bet he doesn't have a problem with it then.
But here's what's interesting. Here's what the card said. Dear Greg Locke, Planned Parenthood Federation of America is pleased to let you know that a generous and thoughtful donation has been made in your honor by, and then apparently the hater's name was Krista Ginsburg. And
kudos to Krista Ginsburg, the hater.
Fucking
the
awesome.
Hater's name.
Right.
The hater's name was Krista Ginsburg in Houston, Texas, and it doesn't say how much it was. And then sincerely, you know, the Richards lady that runs Planned Parenthood. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how big or how small it was. It was an absolute waste of your money, and the stamp was an absolute waste of your money.
No,
this
is
well
worth. This is worth every. I don't know how generous that fucking donation was.
Yeah, this
but
is
it's
money
worth
well spent,
every dime. Yeah, this is the exact reaction we want.
Woo!
As well, don't ever send me any more nonsense from Planned Parenthood. There has never been an organization in the world that has killed more innocent people other than radical Islam than that.
Oh, listen to that bullshit. What about the fucking Crusades, you asshole?
What about radical Islam and Planned Parenthood done killing all our fucking fuck? He's just every shithead white guy.
Hold on a fucking second.
They would.
So, don't they say that 60 plus, 70, some million babies done been killed since the 70s, since... That evil Roe versus Wade thing?
It's been a total fetal holocaust.
So he's saying that radical Islamic Islam has killed more than 60 million people?
Yes, Pat. Do the math, dummy. Let me help you. He's stupid. He's a dickhead.
So that means in this Crystal Loon's hierarchy of hate, because that's what Jesus would want.
Oh, course. Right. Your hate pyramid?
In his hierarchy, there's the... Apparently the Muslims are worse than the baby killers.
Fuck you.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
The Muslims are worse than the baby killers.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is weird.
That has killed more innocent people other than radical Islam than that of Planned Parenthood. Look, I'm just going to say it boldly whether you like it or not. Planned Parenthood does not give the flip of a wooden nickel about women's health care. It's a bunch of deceptive individuals that are in it for the money that have been known to sell baby parts on the black market.
I can't get to the buzzer fast enough. Wrong. Lies. This wrong.
Idiot. This fucking idiot. This fucking idiot.
And the idiots that watch him.
Oh, God. Fuck them all. So stupid.
They've been proven. It's been proven that they sell baby parts on the black market for profit. No, just the opposite was proven. Every Christo loon out there, including the current fucking vice president, Mike Pence, the man who looks like he should have a permanent Puritan hat stapled to his head.
Yes, he's a perv.
Was, I believe, governor at the time of Indiana and gleefully ran, jerking his tiny little pud at the prospect of being able to take down Planned Parenthood and announced his big investigation, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't Arkansas, big investigation into Planned Parenthood. Fucking Texas, big investigation into Planned Parenthood.
Why did it turn
and their
up?
Baby chop shops. Nothing.
Oh, shit.
Guess what? They're not selling baby parts.
Well, then it was bullshit.
And Texas even found out that those videos were lies, and they turned around and indicted the fucking video maker.
Then how is this genius fooled?
He's not fooled. He's I don't think he's fooled at all. I think he's lying.
Yeah. He's a charlatan.
Well, I don't know. This guy this guy might be pretty dumb. He might actually buy it and pass it on in the name of fleecing his idiots.
Right. God, what a
shit.
I don't
know what the eyebrow waxing costs, though. I don't.
But, you know, it kind of doesn't matter. I mean, this guy's rich. He's got money, I assume. He's privileged. And if he chooses to believe this bullshit, then fuck off, you stupid moron.
Yeah, but he's spreading that bullshit to others.
Yeah, yeah.
Infecting children with these beliefs.
That's what I mean. Fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it boldly whether you like it or not. Planned Parenthood does not give the flip of a wooden nickel about women's health care. It's a bunch of deceptive individuals that are in it for the money that have been known to sell baby parts on the black market, and they have done nothing but butcher innocent lives for years. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't care if I ever get another piece of literature from you guys again.
Oh, I can't.
But
I
he's
want
going
his address.
To.
Yeah, you I want this guy's address. To.
I bet he gets daily.
Well, now, it's out on fucking Raw Story now.
Let's go get it.
So now he's going to get a lot more. Pence, people were donating thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
In Mike Pence's name, yeah. To Planned Parenthood and to pro-gay organizations.
I mean, they're so harmful to society, these people. Listen to him. Planned Parenthood doesn't care about your health?
Right.
Yes, they do. They're doctors.
And it's, what's, like 13?
They're healthcare providers, you fucking idiot.
13%, is that the number that is of what they do is abortion?
Oh, yeah. That doesn't matter. That's a fact.
It's not true. That's a lie. It's a libtard lie. All they do is abortion. Here's the last few seconds.
Because you're just wasting your money to send me this nonsense. So if nothing else becomes of this video, I at least want everyone to know that Pastor Greg Locke has absolutely, positively, teetotally nothing to do with Planned Parenthood, and I don't want my name associated with this wicked mess.
Just save your stamps, Planned Parenthood, because every time you send me a thank you letter, it's going right in the garbage where it belongs.
Cinematic. Showed a POV of him holding the Planned Parenthood card in his hand, and he flung it in the trash.
Oh, jeez. I wonder how many times he had to do that.
How many takes?
Yes.
Fish it out? For all the used condoms and stuff in the trash?
He doesn't use condoms. Are you kidding me?
Stamps, Planned Parenthood, because every time you send me a thank you letter, it's going right in the garbage where it belongs.
Y'all can keep butchering babies. I'm going to keep speaking the truth.
Y'all hey can keep butchering babies. I'm going to keep speaking the truth.
Oh, what an idiot. That Planned Parenthood doesn't even know, like, this guy, does this guy think Planned Parenthood knows him? And they're like, oh, look, we get to send this thank you note off to this fucking asshole. Talks about us all the time on his...
It was a computer.
Yeah.
Some, that, the, that Ginsburg, was that brilliant person's name?
Yes.
Who sent it in this asshole's name?
They don't know this guy.
They don't know fuck all about
they don't
him.
Give a fuck about this
Parenthood, don't you dare.
Fuck all.
It's like, you know, it's that
so
persecution complex again. They get to say, he gets to say, they're coming after him personally. They're trying to mock me personally. No, that one person mocked you. Planned Parenthood doesn't know you from anyone.
And you're putting yourself out there. You're saying fucking a bunch asshole. Of things that aren't true, that are ignorant. And smart people will make fun of you for it. That's how the world works, dickhead.
Some good news?
Oh, yes.
We have accomplished actor and seems to be all around cool dude.
Yeah.
Sir Patrick Stewart.
Hey, wee wee. I love this guy.
Made an announcement on The View that he has decided to apply for U.S. citizenship.
Oh, shit.
To, quote, fight and oppose Donald Trump.
Damn. What's he going to do? I love it. Number one.
On February 10th, he tweeted, had the worst sleep of my life last night. But I was sleeping less than 300 yards from where Donald Trump sleeps. Could there be a connection?
What kind of British is that?
I don't know. Bad.
Is it like what kind of, what part?
What do you mean?
What part?
Where is he from?
Yeah, yeah. It sounded specific. I thought you had
No, I don't know.
Is it Birmingham?
Just a bad British. No?
Oh, okay.
Amalgam.
Is it Slough?
It's Slough, yeah. Stewart,
fuck you.
Said he was there in Washington to visit three different friends who were kind of Washington insiders, he said.
Yes.
And he met with them to ask, what do we do? He said, what do we do? How can we fight this man?
Number one, shouldn't he be worried about his country? He's pretty fucked up. Right? Patrick, go work on England. You got that Brexit thing. Don't you think?
He said the tweet, when he was on The View, he said the tweet was fairly innocent. He said it didn't directly insult the president, your president. And Whoopi Goldberg said, not mine. Patrick Stewart said he's not mine either.
Literally. He's not mine.
Not mine either. Here's a little bit of it.
Yes.
I think.
Number one.
But I realized what it might be. So it was a fairly innocent tweet. I did not directly insult your president.
Am I?
Well.
And the one conservative, I don't even know who half of these people are on The View anymore, but there is one conservative woman who is like just kind of shaking her head.
Yeah, yeah.
At Whoopi, like, ugh.
Is that the one who said the earth is flat?
No, she's gone. Sherry Shepherd, long gone.
He is not. Has been elected, yeah.
He's not mine either.
No, I know.
Because I...
Would you like him? We'll give him to you.
You know, we have our own problems. We have Brexit. But I'm not a citizen. However, there is... Maybe it's the only good thing as a result of this election. I am now applying for citizenship.
Oh, good.
Because.
Why?
Because I want to be an American, too. Because all of my friends in Washington said there is one thing you can do. Fight. Fight. Oppose.
Resist.
Oppose.
Resist.
But I can't do it because I'm not a citizen.
Wow.
Well. So there you go. It's kind of fun watching the one conservative. She's all butthurt. She's sitting there with her arms crossed.
Nah, she's sad.
She's not having a great time.
But that's the best. That's going to be the best. When Donald is let out, all sad, and he has to get in that helicopter because he's been impeached, that will be amazing. And I will enjoy the Republican GOP racist butthurt.
Right.
I won't be able to get enough of it. Oh, it's going to be great. Are you going to gloat? I'm gloating.
Yeah,
full
there
gloat.
Might be a little bit of gloatage.
Fuck it.
Sure. Over at the state of Iowa.
Hey.
You may have heard of it.
Oh, yes.
they kind of go first.
Yes.
The whole primary thing, because right. they're so important.
That's where the Music Man took place, right? Iowa. By Meredith Willson.
Did it? I thought it was Indiana.
Oh, halfway about the Iowa way to what's treat the, you when we oh. treat you, which we may not do
what's
at all.
What's the Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary,
I
Indiana?
I think they're singing of a far-off place, of which they long to visit one day.
Oh.
Gary, Indiana.
That was Ron Howard in the movie.
Oh, yes.
As a little kid singing like right. this with a big lisp.
Oh, yeah.
Good God. Musical theater moment, ladies and gentlemen.
What did he grow up to do? Direct Gung Ho, right?
He's done better. He's done better. He was
Splash.
He was Richie.
He did Splash.
He was Richie on ancient television show.
Film about a spaceship.
In the state of Iowa, a state senator has been found. He's a Republican. Shocking. Is now backtracking on some biographical claims that he... He's made.
Right. I just want to say, Celeste, thank you for letting us know about this. Some in, I'm so sorry. In South America, a hippo has been beaten to death. He just tweeted
gross.
Us. It's not funny. It's just the way I read the tweet. I don't know.
Who could beat a hippo to
death? I didn't know they had hippos in South America. South America?
So, the, Senator, Iowa State Senator Mark Shelgren,
yes,
was claiming that he received a college degree,
okay,
from something he said, it was a business degree,
yeah, what the fuck,
I'm trying to see. I saw the name of it in a different story.
Is some version of this going on, or what is up?
But this story doesn't have that version. But it's he named the place.
Yes,
as his degree, Forbco. There it is.
What is it?
Forbco Management.
Forbco,
like. Forbco School, Forbco
it's a
something.
School of Business Management or some bullshit like that.
Well, no,
training center.
It turns out, I believe that he got Forbco is a company.
Yes,
that owns a bunch of Sizzlers restaurants. He was a manager at the Sizzlers, and he took their management training.
Oh yeah.
Claimed that it's his business degree.
He went to Sizzler
from
University.
From Forbco.
Why not? I love it.
Somebody, one of the other people explained that it's like Hamburger University at McDonald's. It's like putting down Hamburger U at McDonald's.
Mean, don't you think running a Sizzler is complicated? Some complications.
Says he got a certificate.
What happens if you run out of steak? You're fucked.
So now he's amending his biography.
We are amending
and
it.
And removing any references to a degree.
Right.
Because guess what he doesn't have?
A degree.
There you go.
Well, listen, he tried to teach you how to cut a baked potato.
People don't think people are going to check this shit out.
I
especially
think
if you're...
Most of the time, I bet they don't.
In politics, though.
That guy walked into Fox News and said, hey, I'm the expert of Sweden. I know everything about Swedish terrorism and things of that nature.
He didn't.
No, and no one caught
him.
He
didn't do that. He was recommended by someone.
Yeah, yeah.
And they mislabeled him.
Oh,
Fox
okay.
is the one who's guilty there.
Well, see, they didn't check up.
Couple minutes here left on the big show, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow, Faithless Friday, we dipped our toe in a little bit of our secularism today, but tomorrow we'll dive in that shit.
Hello, Sky God.
And
I rebuke thee.
We talk a little bit more about some more religiosity-based attacks on our freedoms.
Oh, I read somewhere that Christianity is getting rebooted 2.0. Do you know that?
What is it, really?
Yeah, some satire article.
Are they
putting
it
up tomorrow?
On a jump drive?
No, yeah.
The our brand new, this is so ridiculous. the new Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke.
A Trump guy? The new, okay.
Showed up riding around Washington today.
Yes.
With mounted police.
Oh, God.
He was riding a horse.
Why?
Wearing a cowboy hat.
Why?
Because we've turned into fucking...
We're dickheads.
Deadwood.
I mean,
that's what they want.
It's not even good for those horses to...
Big, manly men.
Yeah.
Is that good for them?
No.
In the cold? Yeah, I'm
no,
sure.
No, no, no. The cement and the pavement. It is not good for horses to trot around on that shit.
Or people. Those hard surfaces are
or people. But fuck the people. Fuck them.
New U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke.
Yes.
Has today issued an order overturning a ban that was put in place during the Obama administration.
Yes.
On the controversial use of lead ammo and fishing tackle on federal lands.
Well, I'm sure there was a reason we didn't want that. It's lead.
Lead contamination.
Yeah.
So there were limits.
You're rolling back lead contamination.
No more limits.
What the fuck? It's lead, dude. There's not an upside. What is the best thing about having a stream
lifted the ban on lead ammunition, which he said were in an order meant to expand access to public lands and increase hunting, fishing, and recreation opportunities nationwide.
Oh, my God. If you support Trump, you're just an idiot. I don't know what to tell you.
Fish and Wildlife Service issued the lead ban.
Yes.
Oh, well, they did this the day before the inauguration.
Oh, really?
Try to get it in the last minute.
Oh, yeah.
The move was met with sharp criticism from guess who? The NRA. Who called it Obama's final assault on gun owners and sportsmen's rights before he left.
I think there was a weird little wrinkle in that story. Because of that ban, it made bullets more expensive to produce or some bullshit like that. You know, only gun people give a fuck about.
Right.
Bullets are more expensive, which to me...
That's that whole Chris Rock.
How's that a bad thing?
That's the smart thing.
Right.
Keep guns cheap. Make bullets $1,000 a bullet.
But
suddenly, you'll see a lot fewer killings,
Who
right?
the fuck is rolling back lead regulations?
The guy that rode a horse in downtown D.C. today to prove that he's a manly fucking man.
God, I hate all these idiots.
Our new zillionaire Secretary of the Interior.
It's right. Steve Bannon's got a bunch of people in there that hate America.
Right.
This guy likes America better with lead.
You're opening up opportunities more, Ryan, for people to pollute the fuck out of our wilderness.
Oh, good.
Toxic lead.
My face is rotting off from all the fucking lead. What does lead do to me? Does it fuck me up?
Lead poisoning, yeah.
I don't know. What happens?
I don't know. Your hair falls out and you grow tits.
Oh, yes?
No, I don't know. I think it's horrible. I think it's bad stuff. I think it's really bad for kids. Like lead paint poisoning and stuff the kids would get before. I'm sure they want to get rid of that regulation.
Yeah, fuck
that We should
that
be able
shit.
To put lead back in paint. It's cheaper.
I got all this asbestos over here. I got to do something with it.
Teacher, snot little kid not to eat it.
Oh, yeah.
We're back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, live then. iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Don't forget to leave us a good review. Don't forget Ryan. Oops. I mean, don't forget to buy shit through our Amazon haul at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out here. Whatever you buy, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram feed at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.